Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to Real Talk Podcast with Original Nay and
Justy.
Oh, we got a little lag here on our stuff today, Justy. But tonight we doing...
Oh, you didn't hear me?
I hear you. Say it again.
You didn't hear me?
Say it again.
You ain't hear me?
No, say your name again.
I'm just saying.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and whoever is listening, whatever kind of species you might be, celebrity gossip with questions pertaining to one specific celebrity of your choice. You want to go first?
Yeah, you got to ask the question.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Which celebrity did you choose?
I chose P. Diddy.
Okay, good old Sean Puffy Combs. All right. Mm-hmm. How much of her or his personal life has been in the news lately?
Ooh, it's been a lot because he was on trial. So it's been like a lot, like every day.
He's been locked up since September of last year, and then he doesn't have his sentencing until October, so he'll be locked up for over a year when he go to sentencing.
Yeah, and then they denied his bail, so
yep.
He does not have bail right now. They denied it.
And they sending him until October 3rd, I think. They say you're trying to get it faster, expedited, whatever his lawyers are trying to do. But he was not the dream team, because after O.J., got off, he went home. But he did have some kind of good lawyers out there, because he ain't doing half of the time or three quarters of the time that he should be doing.
That's true, because he got found not guilty on a lot of those charges. And I think the only reason they found him guilty on those charges is because of the witnesses.
And the fact that they was adults, not underage.
So I think that's why he got found guilty on those charges.
And that those were the prostitution charges. I don't think there's any statute of limitations on how long it has to be that something happened before you can press charges.
That's true. I don't think it is either.
Did your celebrity go to court for anything they got charges for? We just answered that one.
Yes.
Do you still respect this celebrity?
Well, I never really, really, like, was into P. Diddy. It's just that, some of his music was okay, especially when he was producing Biggie. And so, you know, I was into the music then, but I'm not really a real big rap person. So, I wasn't really into a lot of his music at all, so, nah.
Okay, let's go to the next question. Uh-oh, here we go. What would be the first thing for the first time you saw this celebrity in person? How would your facial reactions be? What words would you say, or would you keep it moving?
I would keep it moving.
Would you look at him though? Like, give him some kind of glare or?
Probably like, hey. or just wave my hand or something. But it wouldn't be nothing like if I seen Prince, like, I would go crazy. If Prince was still here and I seen him, I would go crazy.
Right. And Prince ain't had no charges like these either.
Would be like, oh, hey, that's P. Diddy. hi, hey.
Did you enjoy keeping up to date on the gossip about the celebrity that you chose?
No, not really. I mean, I did want to hear. Now, I got to say this. I did want to know what the outcome of the case was going to be. Because I was, I had grew interest in him going to court and stuff. And so, I did. I kept up with it. I definitely did.
So you enjoy keeping up with it? Like, it was interesting to you?
It was interesting. It was very interesting because, they brought out stuff about, his twins and that, how their mom died and stuff like that. So I was into that, like, how they really felt about hearing these things about their mother. And, you know, the internet blows up so much stuff, whereas though they have so many captures now, like the twins are now starting to see their father in a different way. No, they're not. They still want to love that man to the end.
And if it ain't love, it's money and lust. Something there. But you know what I forgot, Justine? I forgot the fun facts. So before I answer the questions, I'm going to do the fun facts.
All right. I had muted myself for a few minutes. Sorry about that.
That's okay. And since we're talking celebrities, I did some fun facts on some celebrities.
Okay.
So Christopher Walken, he used to be a lion tamer.
For real?
And you know who he is, right?
No, remind me who he is. Christopher
Walken, did you ever see Prophecy movie? You don't watch scary movies, though.
No.
But it was about the Bible, and like he was an antichrist, and the church was fighting to save the world. It was like three or four different.
Yeah, I think I did see that.
He was the old guy that scared everybody half to death.
Okay.
All right. This one I did not know. Elvis Presley's hair color was blonde originally.
For real?
I always thought he had dark hair.
Me too. Okay. That must be back in his wild days.
Yeah, so he just dyed his hair black when he started singing, I guess.
Ain't nothing but a ham.
Right. Dennis Rodman has 28 siblings on his father's side.
That ain't unexpected.
Now, this one I didn't know. Beyonce is allergic to perfume. But she has her own line.
I can raise that. I got so many questions.
All right. Daniel Radcliffe, who played Harry Potter, used the same pair of glasses for all the movies for good luck.
Okay. Well, that was good. That interesting.
Harry Styles, who is that? Harry Styles. It sounds familiar, but I can't think of who he is and what he plays on or whatever.
I'm gonna have to look that up. I'm gonna have to Google that after we get off the phone.
But he has four nipples.
Oh, God.
All right, here's another one. Tom Hanks collects vintage typewriters.
Okay.
And the last one, Regina Hall tried to become a nun at the age of 14, but she was too old to join the coven.
Yeah.
13 was the cutoff age, I believe.
Oh, God.
Okay. So now I'm going to go to my answers and who I chose. So which celebrity original name did you choose? Well, we're going to go with R. Kelly. And how much of his or her personal life has been in the news? Well, he ain't up there with Diddy anymore, but he was the top talk of the town right before he started getting his charges brought against him and locked up. The most disgusting thing I heard of what he did, besides being with Aaliyah and she was a teenager, is this golden showers, girl.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, my gosh. Them golden showers caught me off guard when he was like, oh, if you weren't involved in a golden shower when you were with him intimately, then you couldn't be involved at all.
Yeah, he went on Gayle King and said that.
Oh, my gosh.
And then after the girl that was with him, she said it, too. She did a tell-all book. And she said it in her tell-all book.
I forgot another fun fact. It's not about a celebrity, but I just read it last night. Your eyelid skin is made of the same material as a penis's foreskin.
Oh, my
gosh. Let me go to the next question because I don't want you peeing on yourself, okay? Okay, did your celebrity go to court for anything they got charges for? Yes, he went to court. He is currently in jail, incarcerated for a lot of charges like Diddy got, but he got caught up on all his, and they were younger women. Not most of them were not of age.
He's trying to fight him because he's been getting threatened in court.
Well, they overdosed him, right?
Yeah, and now they're starting to threaten him, so they're trying to get him home on house arrest. They're trying to get the guy in the that's the president to
To pardon him.
Yeah, to pardon him.
Oh, their president, not ours.
Yeah, no. Oh. That's why I said the guy that's the president.
Do you still respect this celebrity? I gotta say, I don't feel like I have respect for him because of what he's done, and I am a woman. But that does not stop me from listening to his music.
Like his music.
I just love his music. It's not him. I don't like it because of him. It's the music. It's because of what it stands for in my mind when I listen to it. That's same with Diddy, though. I still like his music, and I like a bunch of people that he produced and brought out, like Mace, and, you know. It's a lot of people that he brought out into the world and are great musicians and lyricists and such of that nature and stuff.
I've never listened to any of Mace's music.
Diddy brought him out.
That was interesting. I listened to Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
I've listened to Biggie. I've listened to, was Snoop Dogg with him at one time?
No, I think Snoop was with...
Snoop Dogg was with Dr. Dre.
Death Row.
Death Row, mm-hmm. Okay. I listened to, who else was with him?
He brought that group out, the girl group that he had the show for. I forgot who they were, what their name was.
Girl group.
Remember when he had that show and they... Making the band?
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. He brought a girl group out in the first season and a boy group out in the second season. I don't think the boy group made it, but the girl group did for a while.
Okay.
All right. So what would be my first reaction, basically, of meeting the celebrity in person, or would I keep it moving? Well, I think I would have a couple words for him just to see his point of view. I would like to sit down and have a conversation, maybe an actual interview, and bring him on the podcast with us, Justy. But I know that's reaching far and few, you know. Hey, I'm not going to say that we can't never get there, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, you never know, though.
My facial expressions, people can't see but me and you, but I would be like,
yeah, that would be my.
All right. Did I enjoy keeping up to date on the gossip about my celebrity? Yes, because R. Kelly is something else. What was recently in the news is what I was just talking about, how they gave him more pills than what they were supposed to give him, and he overdosed and had to go to the hospital. And that's when they started saying they wanted him to come home on house arrest, and then other stuff happened after he was returned to the jail. But
yeah, now that I don't think is fair, because I feel like people are bullying him because he is a celebrity. But on the other hand, they could be just making this up for him to get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know what it really is, so.
Exactly.
It's a thing that you weigh. Like, is he really telling the truth, or do he just want to get out?
Right. And if he's telling the truth, show us the proof, because we're fans out here of either him staying in or him coming home. And if something is proven that he's being done wrong in the justice system, we should be able to know about that.
Exactly.
You know, we are the citizens out here in the world, and we're the one that make these celebrities money. And if he's really wrong, people should try to boycott him like they're boycotting some of these stores.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, boycott, you know, now it's easier to get music because you don't have to go out and buy a CD. You can just listen to it on a streaming device.
One of them streaming devices, yeah.
And it's sad, you know, because they're not making as much money as they used to, because albums was selling back in the day. Now albums are deceased. They're in the graveyard somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. So we are going to be on Saturday, but we will not be on next Saturday, which I believe is the 12th. And we're going to be taking a break. Justy has going out of town for a little vacation. And I'm just going to be on my grind that weekend. So we're going to take a breather from the radio for 1 week. But we will be there this Saturday and the Saturday after that. Until, you know, we can't be on anymore. But as far as we're seeing into the future, we're going to be on for a long time. At least that's in our plans.
That's in our plans.
Yes. What we're doing Saturday is animals. Either you have a pet, your fascinating facts about different species, any type of animal care, even a pet you grew up with. I think that's what you had said something about, Justy. And, anything that deals with pets or even wildlife animals, if you're fascinated by them, let us know. We'd be glad to have you on the show. It's not a serious topic, but I think it could be fun. I'm going to get some questions out there tomorrow, and I'll send them out to people that I know listen and watch our show. And
this will be interesting because I do have an animal that I'm fascinated with, but we'll talk about it.
You know, 30 minutes goes by pretty fast when we're on there and start talking to each other, and especially when we have guests, because we don't get that much to say because we want to hear what they have to say. But that's not a problem because that's what we're on there for, to spread the word, networking, and all types of things of that nature. Is there anything that you wanted to say?
Nope. We'll see y'all Saturday.
We'll see you Saturday, and we're going to sign off. This is Real Talk Podcast with Original Nate and
Jess T.
Ciao. Do-do-do-do.